Welcome to the Unstuck and Unstoppable podcast, where we help you move your life forward. I'm Jim Kyles, and I'm your host of the program, and super excited to be with you today. I want to welcome you if you're joining us for the very first time. So glad to have you tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about how to build a successful and lasting partnership with just about anybody. Now, today we're going to be talking a lot about business and organizations that are stuck. You know, you feel like you plateaued, and what's the reason? Maybe you are a manager at a company, or you're the owner, or you're simply a supervisor or an employee, and you can realize, hey, where we're at in this organization, in this business, we feel stuck in building partnerships and relationships with other people. Now, just because I'm talking about business, I don't want you to tune out, because what I'm going to teach you today actually applies to all relationships in life. So whether it's a marriage relationship, whether it's your family, maybe it's friends, and maybe it's church relationships, whatever it is, building a constituency, a partnership with people, the principles are really the same. And I'm going to teach you something today that has been on my heart. It's been stirring in me to talk about it for a while, because this is something that has served me well. If you know me, or any of my friends, even in Houston, I get the opportunity to pastor a great church in Houston. We've got a lot of pastors here in this area, and just about every one of them will tell you the thing that I can do, and I do really well, is gather other pastors and other people together. They act like I'm some rock star in that area, but I'm really not. I just learned about 20 years ago how to build a constituency. I learned some principles that have served me well, and I just felt really led and compelled to talk about that, because in the day and age that we live in today, I think we've lost this ability. I think we don't know how to build lasting partnerships and relationships and friendships with people. And I want to help us rebuild that, because I think that's an area where you get stuck, right? That in life, we get stuck because we don't have the tools necessary to build the relationships that we need to build to have the life that God's called us to live, to have the business God called us to have the, you know, the work flow of, you know, customers and all of those things. There are some tools that we can learn that will really help us get unstuck and become unstoppable. Now, before I go into that, I do want to say a huge shout out and a thank you to everyone who has purchased a copy of my new book. It's now out. You can buy it on Amazon. You can actually buy it at Walmart and Barnes and Noble. You buy anywhere you buy the books that you read. But on Amazon, you can actually buy the Kindle version. You can buy the Audible. I've heard people, oh, I'm so glad you got an Audible. Yeah, me too. If you're like me, I consume a lot of my books through Audible, and then if I like it, I go buy it. So thank you to everyone who has purchased a copy and supported me in that. It means the world to me. And then if you buy a copy, if you wouldn't mind, another thing that really helps is to leave a positive 5-star review. Many people who don't know who I am or are searching for a book, they look to the reviews to see if it's legit. So thank you for not only buying the book, but also reviewing the book and helping me to get the word out. You know, the whole premise or point of that is not for me to get rich. I just have a passion to help people. It's why we started this podcast. And so many of you, in fact, you've left reviews on the podcast. I was just reading one the other day and talked about, you know, I'm on episode 7 and my life has already been impacted in a powerful way. Well, that to me is the fuel that I need to keep doing what it is that I'm doing. So thank you for that. And it means the world to me as we continue to help get the word out, spread the word out. And if you would love to share that book with others, that would really mean the world to me as well. Also want to welcome those of you that are watching on YouTube. Glad you joined us today. It's another means for us to get the word out. Now, let's talk through today. How do I build a successful and lasting partnership with just about anyone? Now, you'll notice I said just about anyone. And the reason I say that is because there are some people you don't want a partnership with. You don't want a successful friendship and constituency with, because they're just takers. And that's not what I'm talking about. You don't need to be in a relationship or a partnership with someone who is just a consumer, unless it's a customer. But even then, I think you can build a base of customers that are loyal customers, that are raving fans. But when you're building a partnership and a friendship, we want to make sure that at some point it's a relationship worth investing in. Now, how is it that we get stuck? You know, when we're building a partnership, when we're building a constituency, how do we get stuck? I think we get stuck because we find ourselves in what I would call a survival mentality, Survival mentality means I am just trying to make it. And the thing that I have noticed more than ever is that through this global pandemic, man, there was a changing and a morphing of mindsets. You have companies and organizations and ministries and churches that used to do a fantastic job at reaching people, at serving a constituency, at building partnerships, and making people feel valued. And yet now you go into some of those organizations, and I would name them, but there's a couple that I'm pretty disappointed with, like, you know, that I go here even locally, and they were rock stars before the pandemic, and now their buildings are dirty. They don't value customers. The customer service is no longer there. And so what I find has happened is we just got into a survival mentality and got out of the rhythm of what it means to build good, lasting friendships, partnerships, constituencies. And we've lost the art of it. And sometimes what I've found is time in erodes awareness of. Time in a situation erodes awareness of how bad we have gotten in and of our own self. So in other words, you walk into a house. Have you ever moved or walked into an apartment and you just moved in? I don't know. I'm famous for this. You know, not that I move a lot, but when I was younger, we moved around a lot, my wife and I. And it's interesting, you'll put boxes of things on the floor. And the intention is we've moved in, everything's in boxes, but we get home. Hey, we're going to put pictures up. We're going to decorate the house. We're going to get everything out of the boxes. Anybody with me? You know what I'm talking about? Well, the first day, okay, doesn't happen. Second day, okay, doesn't happen. First weekend, doesn't happen. Second weekend, doesn't happen. First month, it doesn't happen. Third month, it doesn't happen. I mean, sometimes you can live in the place you're at and have boxes as long as years down the road and never put anything up in the walls. Because when you first moved in, you noticed, hey, that wall's blank. This needs to be moved. I got to unbox that. But as you get comfortable in it, there's an erosion of the awareness of the work that needs to be put in. So time in equals an erosion of the awareness of. So I'm not aware of what needs to change. And so we've got to make sure that we get fresh eyes. It's always great to have fresh eyes as we walk into building the relationships and partnerships that we need to build so that we can get unstuck and move our business, move our church, move our organization forward into the place that God wants us to be. Now, I'm going to give you three things, and then the fourth is more of a condition of the heart. But there's three things that I've learned in building partnerships, especially a successful, lasting partnership. Now, let me just define what is a partnership. A partnership is a relationship between two or more people where there's an exchange. So, you know, if it's a partnership in business, then there's a trade or something that we are exchanging, money, property, labor, skills, something we're sharing, and then sharing in the profits and the losses of that business. So in other words, I'm giving, you know, my twin brother and I had a real estate company, and I was really the back end of the get it done kind of person. He was more the sales guy. So I could run the crews. We did real estate. And so I could run the construction crews. I didn't want to sell anything. Steve could sell ice to an Eskimo. And so the partnership was, I'm going to run the crews. You're going to sell the homes, and together we're going to share in the profit of what is made. That's a constituency. That's a partnership. And so there's an exchange that is beneficial in your relationship. Now, that's why I talk even about building a lasting partnership or successful partnership in marriage and family, I mean, in church and friends, because really it's all a partnership. Like my friends, there's an exchange. I love and support them. I'm there for them. They're there for me. There is this partnership that we're together in life and we're doing this thing together. And so that's the important thing is, hey, if it's two people that are not in a common theme or in a common area, that's not a partnership. So if we're going to build a partnership that's successful, that lasts, and we are focused on the same thing, and we're going to both put into it. Now, here's the first thing you got to do. When you're building a successful and lasting partnership, you've got to give first. Let me say that again. You got to give first. I have found that when you give first, there is a power that is unlocked. See, remember this, we walk around with walls. Many times, and you find this all the time, right? You go into a shopping center. How many times have you been in Target or Kroger's or Whole Foods or wherever it is that you shop? Maybe it's Marshall's or off Saks Fifth, you know, whatever it is. And the person says, hey, can I help you? Well, you're walking around. Of course they could help you because you're looking for slacks or a suit, or you're looking for a shirt or groceries. And the first response, even if you don't know where that stuff is no, no, I got it. No, no, I'm good. Why? Because we have a wall. They're going to want to sell something to me. They're going to pressure me. So when you're building a partnership, when you give first with no strings attached, it lowers the walls of the person that you are working to build a relationship with, a constituency with, a partnership with. It's like, wow, you gave first. In other words, you were vulnerable enough to give something. And then out of that, goodwill is received by the person that is receiving whatever it is that you have given. And remember this, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Let me say it again. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so here's a great example. About a year or two ago, I was looking to redo our website at the church. If you ever want to go check it out, it's anchorben.com. That's the church that I pastor. And so we were looking for a website company. I'm scrolling through, didn't really have any leads. And I'll never forget that when you go, if you've ever tried to do this, most companies want you to put your email into a database before they'll even give you the pricing. I don't know about you, but that immediately locks me up. You're asking for something, having never given me anything. And so I just kept looking and looking and looking. Finally, there was this place. They didn't ask me for anything. They actually gave me resources. If you want to build a WordPress website on your own, here's the link. Here's the how-to. If you're looking for plugins, here's the plugin. If you're looking to modify, and I'm not kidding, there must have been 5 to 7 articles on how to build your own website. And I thought, isn't that interesting? I came to have you build mine, but you're telling me how to build my own. Well, it let my walls down because I saw they were more interested in helping me reach my goal and my dream than trying to get something from me. Now, of course, I'm not going to build my own website. That's why I'm there with them. But I thought, what a brilliant marketing strategy to have asked for nothing, given everything that I needed to build it on my own. Well, of course, I'm too busy. I'm not going to build my own website. That's not my expertise. So I gave them my information. And are you kidding? They helped build the website that we have. And I just thought, what a great example of building a successful, lasting partnership. They gave first. They lowered the walls that I had coming in, asking questions, and it allowed me to freely give my information and ultimately for them to get the business that they were hoping for. I love what Anne Frank says. Now, Anne Frank is a German girl, and she was a Jewish victim of the Holocaust, and she's famous for keeping a diary of her experiences. Now, if anybody has ever had horrible and horrific things happen to them, it would be Anne Frank. But look at what she said. I love this quote. It says, "No one has ever become poor by giving. No one has ever become poor by giving." So that even in the middle of the worst of situations that she found herself in, she would find herself giving away. She'd give a smile, give a hug, help. And I just find that when we live in a scarcity mentality, what we will do is not give because we don't have. Instead of realizing a lot of times you don't have because you never have given. It's the law of reciprocity. You want to receive love, give love. You want to receive grace, give grace. You want to receive business, give business. You want to receive help, give people help. And so I've learned to give first. And then Acts chapter 20, verse 35, I love what it says. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. So it's more blessed to give. There's something. Not only do you build a constituency, but there's a power that comes on the inside. It's like, wow, I'm feeling joy. I feel good about myself. Why? Because I gave. And not only do I give, but I give first. Second thing, if you're going to build a successful relationship, constituency, partnership, you need to give more. It's not about just giving first one time, but it's how in the world can I give more than what's expected, more than the other person? And it's not a posture of I'm going to outdo you as much as a posture of I'm just going to keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. And a lot of times when you're building a partnership or a constituency or a relationship, what we do is we'll give only so much. So we start to keep score. So in other words, I'll give, but I want you to give now. And then I'm going to watch how much you give. And I'm only going to give up to what you gave. And there's this tally system. Well, when you're building a partnership, you can't have a tally. It's like marriage. You will never have a successful marriage if you go into it with the mentality of 50-50. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 100-100. In other words, you're always going to feel like you're giving more than your spouse. And that's what we want in a partnership, that I am constantly looking for ways to give and to bless and to help that person in their life be successful, reach their goals, do whatever is in their heart to do. Recently, I've experienced this as an author of a book. I have been studying publishing. What some of you may or may not even know is we actually launched our own publishing company called Anchor Bend Publishing, which is what my book was released under. Now, it wasn't my first option, but we had some things happen in a relationship with my old publisher that forced me to just go after it. And so I did. We figured it out, got a great back-end partner now. Lots of great things happened. But in the search for all the tools to help us be successful to launch the book, I came across a guy named Dave Chesson. He's got a bunch of things out, but it's like Publishing Rocket, Kindlepreneur. I mean, he's just fascinating. And as I began to have a lot of questions on the back end of publishing, how to make a book successful, all the different things, I kept coming across this guy, Dave Chesson. And to this day, I don't even know, like I've never met him. We're not friends. I mean, I'd hope maybe one day he'd listen to this and we could become friends. But what I found was he never asked for anything. He constantly gave information, tons of resources, tons of tools. You can tell what he does is his passion, and his passion is to help authors get their book out into as many people's laps, into the, you know, in front of their eyes, to make the impact they could possibly make. And I look at him, he's such a great example of giving more constantly, never even asked for information at first. But then, you know, of course, they're getting the lead generation, getting our information. But then when he sends emails, it's never about what he can get, but it's give, give, give. And then there's an ask. See, I don't mind the ask, just don't make the ask the main thing. And that's where what I find with business and partnerships is we don't mind asking people, but we're not giving and giving and giving. So we just want to make sure we give first, and then we find a way to give more. And then the third thing is we want to give often. So I'm going to give first. I want to be the first one to sow. I always look at the sowing. I'm going to sow into this relationship first. I want to give more. You know, just, man, I want to outdo and just be overflowing in generosity. But also, I want to make the frequency right. In other words, I'm going to calendar giving. I want to give often. How can I constantly be thinking of ways to give into the relationship that I have? So I find the best way for me is to put it in your calendar. Is the part, or, you know, do you have calendared the giving portion of your partnership? So in other words, how often, when, You know, is it once a week? Is it once a quarter? Is it, what are you doing? So making it a priority and putting your giving into a system that makes it often. I find that it's better to go deeper in a few partnerships and a relationship than to have a whole lot of shallow, flaky, fragile relationships. And so what if you begin to change your strategy? Instead of trying to reach everybody, I'm going to reach the right people. And when I reach them, I'm going to give first, I'm going to give more, and I'm going to find a way to give often. I wonder if that would help you get unstuck in your organization, your church, your business, your family, your marriage, your friendships with people, your small group, whatever it is. I wonder, I just wonder if this might be the key to unlock what God has for you in your life. And then here's the last thing. And again, none of this is profound, but I learned it 20 years ago. And I'm telling you, it has revolutionized my life. I haven't even realized up until now the value of what I learned and how it has impacted me and served me in this church and the, you know, the book and everything I've done so well. But here's the last part. Number four is you have to have the right heart and motive. Have you ever met someone where they seem to be doing all the right things, but it feels off? The experience feels, I don't know how to say it, maybe weird or like, man, I don't know. You just seem like it's not authentic, like you've got this master plan of manipulation. It can't be like that. It has to be heartfelt. It has to be in such a way that it's like, if you never do anything for me, I'm still going to do this. And here's what you know, having done this and lived by this principle, there are moments where you give and you give and it doesn't return the results that you thought it would today, but then 10 years from now, 15 years from now, somehow in the back end, some way, God finds a way to bless you. It's a lifestyle of doing this. It's sowing day in and day out. And then just realizing sometimes harvest is received fully quickly. And sometimes it takes years and decades, but I'm going to have the right motive and people will know me not as a master manipulator, but as a master giver, someone who is generous, someone who gives first, one who gives more and one who gives often. And I hope this helps you. I really think today is going to unlock something inside of you. I think today is a moment where there's epiphanies happening. And I would go back and evaluate what relationships, some of them you need to just cut off. They're not relationships you need to invest in, but what relationships, what partnerships, what constituencies do I need to invest in? And evaluate that and then begin to put a strategy. How can I give? And maybe you can't give first now, but how can I give more? How can I give often? How can I reinvigorate and infuse this partnership, this relationship, this constituency with more life? And let's see what God would do in your life. Now, if you've enjoyed today's content, would you just do me a favor? Would you just hit the subscribe button? That way the podcast automatically comes to wherever it is you're consuming the content. Second thing is, would you just share it? It'd mean the world to me if you shared this podcast, this episode with two or three people. Let them know how it touched you and how it impacted you. And then last, would you just rate and review the podcast? That would mean the world to me. If you give me a 5-star rating and write a review, it really helps us continue to spread the word and continue to impact and reach more lives as we continue to help people move their life forward. Thank you for spending your time with me. Can't wait to be back with you next week. Bye-bye.